Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. Again, we thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we just thank you for tuning in and just being a part of this radio blog. For those of you that's tuning in for the first time, we are a radio Bible Study Interactive Blog. And what does that mean? That means that we, it's a Bible study, but we interact with those of you that come on a regular time, and that's on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, and you have an opportunity to be able to share the Word of God. Amen? So we just love to be able to hear you when you share what God has laid on your heart as the Scripture goes through. For by internet, if you would like to call in, the telephone number is 347-237-4054. And for those that are tuning in, just when you call in, you really don't even have to hit one. What we do is we just open up the mics for you, and all you have to do is just share. Amen? But we also like to remind you that while you are on, that you would please make sure that you mute your mics until it's time for you to share, because we can hear everything in the background. Amen? We're going to, we're not going to belabor the time this evening. We have with us, we have Elder Rose Cook from out of Atlanta, and she's going to be sharing with us a word from the Lord. We're going to turn it all over to her, and we're just going to be open and receptive to the Word of God. Amen? Elder Cook, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to hear from you once again. Thank you. We thank you each and every time that you come on. God always puts something on your heart to share with us, and we are just anxiously awaiting to hear what God has laid on your heart. We're going to ask you, if you could, for those that are listening for the first time, to share a little bit of something about you, where you're from, and then your scripture and your title, and we're going to move forward. Amen.
Amen. Well, my name is Elder Rose Cook. I am from New York, Long Island. Recently just moved to Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here with my daughter. My daughter lives here as well. And I'm blessed to be here in Georgia. It's a blessing. God has opened doors for me as I transition here to Atlanta. So this is where I am. And like I said, I thank God for transitioning me here to Atlanta, Georgia. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I just like to say praise the Lord, everybody. And if you love the Lord, can you clap those hands and give God praise on tonight,
Amen.
Wherever you are? Hallelujah. Some of you may know that I am a radical preacher. I love to praise God. I give God all the glory and honor for all that he's done in my life. So if you find me in the message as I'm talking and I'm saying hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I just ask that you come along with me and praise God with me as I go through this. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So once again, just lift up your hands and just give God praise. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
He's worthy of all our praise, and he's worthy of all our honor tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And can I just do a word of prayer? I don't know if you did it or not, but I like
no,
to just
no,
put out a prayer.
We put that all on you.
Okay.
This is your time. Amen.
All right. With bowed heads, Lord God, we thank you for this day that you have made, God. We thank you for what you're going to do in this message on tonight, God. We ask, God, that you allow this to be a life-changing word. Allow this word, God, go deep down in our souls on today, God, and that we begin to change our mindset and begin to worship you and praise you even the more, God. And we just thank you tonight, God. Everyone that's listening on the sound of my voice, God, allow them to be attentive to what I'm saying. Open up ears and hearts and minds tonight that they may receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we got a good word tonight. I think it's a blessing because it blessed me once again. So if you have your Bibles with you, would you turn to the book of Isaiah? Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. And as Elder has spoken and said that this is an interacting Bible study, I don't mind if you come in and interject and you piggyback off what I say. I love that because I love to hear what you guys have to say as well. So tonight, mm-hmm. I hope that I don't do all the talking tonight. So if you have something to say, you can interject. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So as we look at Isaiah 40, verses 31, I'm going to read that. It says, "For those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Amen. And my scripture Amen. Lesson for tonight is just wait on him. Amen. Wait Amen. On him. Amen. And before I go into the text, I would like to just give you a brief history of the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is like a miniature Bible. The first 39 chapters are filled with judgment upon immoral and idolatrous men. Judah has sinned. The surrounding nations have sinned. The whole earth has sinned. Judgment must come, for God cannot allow such blunted to sin go unpunished forever. But the final 27 chapters of the book of Isaiah declares a message of hope. Amen. And so tonight, I'm going to talk about wait on him. That's my topic, is wait on him. Because I found out if you wait on him, there's hope. Amen.
Amen.
So when we look Amen. At the book of Isaiah, and if anybody has read it, you know that at the latter part of it, God is giving us promises and he's given us hope. Amen. After we have sinned, after we have done the things that we've done to him, in the end, God is still giving us hope. Amen. So as we go on into the text, I want to start with the first part of the scripture. It says, "But those who wait on the Lord." And what this is saying basically in the whole entire text is saying that Isaiah is stating a promise in the text from God. Mm-hmm. Amen. And how many know that if God said it, it is so.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I know he has promised some of us some things in life, and sometimes the enemy comes and try to take that doubt away. But I come to let you know tonight, hold on to that promise. Because it's coming.
Amen.
You know, I always say, you know, you could take it to the bank and cash it and know it will be cashed. Mm-hmm. It won't bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So realize that tonight as we're talking that if you wait on the Lord, there's hope and there's promise in your waiting. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And so as we look at the text, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord." And when we look at the word wait, wait means basically to have patience. Mm-hmm. You are being still. You're not going ahead, and you're trusting in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're letting God handle it. You're not putting it in your hands, but you're letting God do what he needs to do for us. Amen?
Amen.
And I believe that. For this time and day, some of us, we have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We have a problem of letting God do what he has to do for us, and we step in. And don't you know, when you step in, you miss and you block your blessing. And you block your breakthrough because you're putting your hands in it. And how do you know that God don't need us to do anything? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He got it all taken care of because this is what he made. This is his world. He knows what's in it. He knows our destiny. He knows all about us. So we don't have no reason to step in but just to wait on the Lord. Amen. Any questions before I move on?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then sometimes when we wonder why our breakthrough didn't come through, because we stepped in. where we shouldn't have never stepped in. We should have just stayed, get in our word, continue to pray, and wait on God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it takes a lot. It takes a lot. But you know what? We got to do that. Amen. I also realize when you're waiting on God, you're putting your future in his hands. Amen. You are expecting, you're anticipating that God is going to do it for you. The Bible said that we should have an expectancy spirit. Every time I wake up, I'm expecting God to do something great in my life. I'm expecting God to do the things that he said he was going to do for me. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that's just basically putting my trust in God, putting my future in his hands, because he knows, like I stated before, he knows everything about us. He knows about our life. He knows what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. So why not put your future in his hands? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And while you're doing this as well, and when you have this continuous faith and commitment in God, you grow stronger and stronger. So if you, in other words, what I'm saying, if you believe in God and you have this commitment with God, you can grow stronger. While you're waiting, there's strength comes.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
When you continue to believe in God,
mm-hmm.
and continue to be committed to him. Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me break that down. Commitment. Get in a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Studying his word. Amen. Meditating on his word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communicating. Dialogue with God. Letting God know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, commitment. Be committed to him. Amen. Any questions as I go?
I just, good evening, Pastor. I just like what you were saying about patience, our patience, and about waiting on God. And my mind goes back to Sarah and Abraham and how they didn't wait, you know, when the promise God had already given the promise. But then Sarah let the bondmaid have the baby, instead of waiting for the promise. See, what God will do is when we step in, then we don't realize that we step out of his perfect will, out of that will that he has. And he'll allow the permissive will to come, you know, because we see that they did have, who was that, Ishmael? They did have that, but that wasn't God's perfect will. See, when we put our hands in that thing,
uh-huh.
when we put our hands, when we try to make it happen, like we can help God, right? Like they
uh-huh.
did, like they could help God. Mm-mm.
Right.
But one thing about the Lord, I love this about the Lord. He knows our frailty, and what he'll do is he'll come back around
uh-huh.
and put us right on course again.
Yeah.
And that's what he did with them. He said, you know, when Sarah got fed up, she said, cast a bondwoman and a child out. But you know what? I know I'm going off into a tangent, but I'm just saying God's perfect will and his permissive will. But yet his will, in the end, his will be done if we would just wait on him.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. If we just wait on him.
Yeah.
Amen. And yes, I do get it. You know, it gets tough.
It gets
rough.
Mm-hmm.
We get frustrated.
Yeah.
We even get bent out of shape when things don't look right and things are not going the right way.
Or it's
and
too
slow. And
we
kind of feel there's no hope.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Too slow.
But mm-hmm. I want to let y'all know tonight, that's just the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, he's putting that fear and that doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That disbelief in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we can't let the enemy win. We can't let him do that.
Amen.
You know, we got to know who we belong to
mm-hmm.
and who we're waiting on.
Yes.
And once you mm-hmm. know who you're waiting on, that means that's that commitment that you have, that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that relationship and commitment with God, you know who you're waiting on. And all this frustration and this roughness, it will go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know who you're waiting on. You know what he can do. Amen.
And
I realize.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead.
And when it gets like that, it's not the time to turn away from God. See, because when we get frustrated, we look to other things to feel that frustration or take that frustration away. You know, let me just use, we use drugs, we use, you know, sexual things. We look to alcohol. We look to other people. But I come to let you know tonight, you need to look to God.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that's going to bring that out. Amen. We make so many excuses. You know, well, I'm going through this, so I had to do this. No, you didn't. All you have to do is go to God.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, there's a commitment, that relationship. When you know who he is, you would know. Amen. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was thinking that that's why, like you said, it's so important for us to read the word. Because when those trying times come, see, God is not a man that he would have to repent, or I mean a God that he would have to repent, or a man that he should lie. So his promises are yea and amen. So all we have to do is remember what his word says. His word says,
yes,
that goes out of his mouth shall not come back void. And if we will keep in mind, because sometimes it's rough. Take it from me. I know. I got the T-shirt. You know, it could be rough waiting.
That's right.
You know, but like you said, Pastor, like you said, if we wait on him, he shall. It shall come to pass.
That's
if
right.
If we would just remember his word to
yes.
us.
And realize there's hope.
There's hope.
You're not out there by yourself.
Amen.
There's hope. Amen.
Amen.
He'll bring it to pass. You just
yeah.
gotta wait on him. We
mm-hmm.
like I said, we got to be really patient and not be
yeah.
impatient, so God can move.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Any other questions? Amen. And so as we look on as well, waiting also comes with endurance.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about endurance tonight.
That's
Amen.
Good.
And we as Christians, we must have this to receive the promise of God.
Mm, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yes. You know, we give up too easy. You know, when the enemy comes like a flood, we're ready to break down. You know, we're ready to, you know, go to the deep end. But if you have endurance, strength, amen. It's not the time for to back down from the enemy. It's time to fight. Amen. And the way you fight is with the word of God.
Amen. There it is.
Huh?
There
yes.
it is.
You got to begin to declare and decree the things that's over your
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You don't have to be down. Just begin to declare and decree, I am healed. I am delivered. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's scriptures that you can even go to, Isaiah 54:17.
Mm-hmm.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And every tongue
mm-hmm.
which rises against us in judgment shall be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It may penetrate, but it's not going to go through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Because we are
Amen.
More than conquerors.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He died on the cross for us. Hallelujah. Because we win in
Amen.
The end.
That's right. Amen.
We win in the end. No matter how bad it looks out there, we still win. No matter
mm-hmm.
how dark it looks,
mm-hmm.
we still win. We got to know that. And you got to begin to declare and decree it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because the enemy does it to us. Well, why not
mm-hmm.
you declare and decree over
mm-hmm.
your life? Hallelujah.
And,
thank you, Jesus.
And even if we
mm-hmm.
don't feel it, you know, because everything ain't in a feeling. It's not in a feeling.
Amen.
It's not in always in the quickening. It's in what we
right.
know. And his word is everlasting. His word does not change. If God said a thing, it shall be done. If you know, like the pastor said, you know, like the race isn't given to the swift. But it is to him that endureth to the end. And when
that's
the enemy
right.
does come in like a flood, that's when the word of God said he will lift up a standard against him. We got hope.
Right.
We have hope. And as long as we keep hope alive and keep our eyes to the sky, meaning our eyes to the Word of God, we can make this thing. We can make it.
Amen.
And, you know, like I said, and I'm saying it again, I don't know why, but even when you don't feel it, at least speak it. And as we keep speaking it, as we keep proclaiming it, that's when it's going to come into our hearts, and that's when it's going to give us that strength that we need, because the Word of God is life, and it's strength, and it's hope, and it's peace, and all the other things.
Amen.
Amen.
Any more questions? I love it when you talk to me. Amen.
Somebody else talk. Come on, folks.
Amen. As you're thinking about it, I got another scripture.
Amen.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
If you got Christ on your side, he will strengthen you.
Amen.
All you have to do is ask.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go to him. He's waiting for you. He's sitting on a throne waiting for you to come to him and act. And he'll give you the strength that you need.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, you know, it's rough. Like I said, you know, I was at work the other day, and I began to quote this scripture.
Amen.
Because God, I said, Lord, give me the strength. As I'm driving through the traffic, because, you know, in Atlanta, it's heavy traffic. So as I'm driving to work, I'm like, Lord, give me the strength to make it in today. And I quote this scripture. And it gave me the strength that I need to deal with the children that I deal with.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Because I, you know, I teach, I'm toddlers. So you know how toddlers are. They're everywhere.
Amen.
So you need that strength. So as I began to quote this scripture, it gave me the strength to deal with the children that I had to deal with.
Amen.
Let me tell you, folks, it works.
Amen.
Call on the name of the Lord. Begin to... Quote these scriptures. It begins to work. It works.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He'll give you everything that you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ephesians 3:20. Now to him is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Endurance. He can do it exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Wow.
God is a great big God.
Yes, he is.
You cannot put him, he's not in a box. But he's a great big God.
Amen.
And he can do all things. Amen.
Amen.
Any questions on that as I go? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. And so as we move on to the scripture, it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And when I looked at shall renew their strength, it's like when you don't understand what's going on, you begin to be perplexed. Of like, God, why am I going through this? I'm just being real tonight.
Amen.
And you begin to understand, what did I do wrong, God?
Mm-hmm.
And you just begin to be perplexed, and you get weak in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But this scripture lets you know that he shall renew your strength. You got to look to him to renew your strength. Even though it looks dark, but you got to fight your way to get to the light that will give you the strength. In other words, what I'm saying, as you're in a dark situation, you got to begin to fight, like I said, with the Word of God. And when you begin to work with when you begin to read the Word of God and fight with the Word of God, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's like a light bulb come on. And you begin to open up your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. In spite of what I'm going through, I thank you, Jesus. When you begin to fight with the Word of God, there's no reason for us to be down because we got the Word of God. We got the tool right here to bring us out.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes it can get like that. We can get weak. Go ahead.
Elder, I'm looking here. There's a looks like someone wanted to make a comment here. It's an another 843 number. Just want to let you know your mic is on. Praise the Lord.
Oh, hi, Sister Rose. This is Ramona. I just called in. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have a comment?
No, I didn't. I'm enjoying this. Thank you.
Praise God.
You're always welcome to, you know, make a comment if you'd like. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And so as we in our week. Yes, I'm sorry.
You know, Psalm 91, just even praying Psalm 91 over yourself. Sometimes, like the song says, you have to encourage yourself, speak life to yourself, and remind yourself. But if you're in a habit of speaking the blessings over yourself and protection over yourself as well as your family, because we do it for our children, we do it for our spouses and other folks, but learning to keep yourself and to protect yourself in prayer also is important. But Psalm 91 is a really good one. It's a really good one.
Amen.
I mean, just to pray it, replace, use your name in there. That
that's good.
You know, John dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You know, to use your name in there as you pray and speak and read the Psalms out loud. So if you don't know what to pray, and or praying in your heavenly language, the Holy Spirit knows.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And as I piggyback off of her in the second verse, she says, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God,
Amen.
In Him I trust."
Amen.
Amen. So as
Amen.
She
That's
says,
good.
"You speak." Mm-hmm. I will say of the Lord, He is your Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust.
Amen.
And when you begin to speak, "I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. You are my fortress." When you begin to speak that, I guarantee you strength comes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're able to endure. Amen.
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 So I believe it's very important, as she spoke, speak it in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 And it shall come to pass. You know, it's like you got it, you claim it. You shall receive it. So you start claiming victory in your life. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Victory will come unto you. You can claim, "I am wealthy." Wealth will come unto you. I am healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're feeling that you're down and you're low, and lift up my spirits, Lord. I'm down today, Lord, but lift me up on today.
Yeah.
I need you, Lord. And he'll come running to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We got to begin to learn to speak those heavenly languages. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That's heavenly language right there.
Yeah.
You begin
Amen.
To speak it and claim things in your life. We always claim all negative stuff. But come on, let's begin to claim positive things in our lives. Yeah,
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
We're going through it. We're struggling. We have trials and tribulations going on in our life, because that's the way it is. But you got to need to know how to change that. Change your language.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to claim victory. Victory is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am a king's kid. Hallelujah. I belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I am
Amen.
Victorious. I'm not defeated. You know? And you have to build yourself up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we always breaking ourselves down, but you got to learn to build yourself up. Like the sister said, encourage yourself. Because it may not be nobody else to encourage you, but you need to encourage yourself
That's
sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
And yeah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's
thank
right.
you, Jesus. I'm sorry, I get excited. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get excited about the Lord. Amen. And so it goes on to say, thou shalt mount up with wings like an eagle. Amen. Mm-hmm. So once you get this strength from the Lord, you'll begin to mount up with wings like an eagle. Amen. Their strength, once you begin to endure, hallelujah, their strength. I'm reminded of Job. You know the story about Job, how Job went through everything. He endured. You know the story, took everything, got everything taken away from him. But then as he was enduring, guess what? The Lord rewarded him double for his trouble because he endured.
Mm-hmm.
You know how his friend said, let God go. Wife said, curse God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But he didn't do that.
Curse God and die. Mm-hmm.
Right. He didn't do that. Mm-hmm. He endured. He endured those pains and the suffering that he went through.
Amen.
And look what happened. God rewarded him for the double for his trouble. God gave him everything that was stolen from him. He still trusts him. And no matter what it looks like, I still trust you, God.
That's
how we got to get. We got to get that in our spirit. No matter how it looks, I still trust you, God. Even though I may not see it, but I'm trusting you, God. Because that's all you got is God anyway. The Bible said, trust no man anyway. He said, trust me.
That's what he said.
Amen. It's real. He said, trust no man, but trust me. And that's all you got. So why not trust God?
Amen.
Why not put your life in his hands? Why not put your situation in his hands? Hallelujah, because he's the only one that could bring you out. I'm here to tell you he's the only one that could bring you out. Any questions as I move forward?
I just wanted to make a comment on that. I just think about, and God says, you know, taste and know that I am good. And it's I try to think about those that are listening. When you get ready to taste something for the first time, and when you taste it, it's just really, really good. It's almost to the point where when you taste it, you want more. You want more. It just leaves a it leaves a sense of delight in your mouth. And with the Word of God, you know, it's once you taste God and you know that He's good, you want more. But if you never ever taste, how will you ever know that you like it? If you never ever do. And I just think about God being that way. God wants us, you know, He wants the glory. He wants the glory. Amen.
Amen.
I like that. It sounded like a slogan I did for my sister's catering. It said, let your taste buds spread the word. Let your taste buds spread the word. This word of good news. To God be the glory. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That's good food, too.
Yeah.
God. God, that taste, that's some good food. Something that you can digest.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important to eat that word.
Yes.
Because it's a life changing word.
Amen.
Amen. It could change your mindset if you just taste God and watch what God does. And watch what he do for you if you just taste him. Hallelujah. Your life will be so much better if you just taste him. I like that. That's a word right there.
All right.
Yes. If you just taste him. Hallelujah.
That's
try him.
Taste him.
Try him.
Amen.
That's a good word, Brother John.
Unsaved person out there listening, try him. Get to know him. He's really sweet. He's a real sweet God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to look at Hebrews 12 because we're talking about endurance. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is easily ensnared us, and let us run with endurance with race that is set before us. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Awesome.
That's
isn't that awesome? Anyone like to elaborate on that?
Yes, that's good.
Everybody has a comment about it.
Amen.
Go ahead, prophetess.
That scripture is good by itself.
Uh-huh.
You know, because Jesus endured, knowing the end result of his enduring. And that's what he's saying to us in a nutshell. If we would endure to the end, oh my God.
That's right. He endured on the cross the shame.
The shame.
Despising him. And now, after all that he's been through, and look the reward is. He is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. He went through all of that for us. And his reward is now he could sit at the right hand of the Father. So what that lets me know is if I can endure, take all what I'm taking through, going through, my promise is coming.
Yes.
There's a reward for me for enduring. There is a reward when you go through, after you go through and you endure it. Hallelujah.
And
what
I
a
know,
great reward.
And I know some people out there must be saying, well, Jesus was God. Yes, but he was man. And he's being man, he's letting us know that we can. He did it, we can do it as well. Because in his flesh, he hurt just like we did. He was in pain just like we've been in pain. And we are in pain. And he's letting us know if we just hold on and believe the Father, he's able to deliver us.
Amen.
Amen.
Then after he blesses us, he blesses us with indescribable blessings.
Yes.
After you endure so much, there's indescribable blessings. You can't even describe how God has blessed you.
Yes.
Sometimes people look at you after you've been blessed, and they're like, "What happened?" You can't describe it. You just say, "It's God." That's when it becomes indescribable, when you begin to say, it's God. You can't even describe what he has done for you or the blessing he's given you. You begin to say, it's God.
Amen.
And you can say that's an indescribable blessing.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, our God is awesome. He's wonderful.
Yes, he is.
And once again, I appeal to the audience tonight that's out there in Radio Land. If you don't know him, get to know him.
Amen.
Like the elder said, taste him. And see that he is good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He gives you such an excitement in your spirit. Even though stuff is going on in your life, there's still an excitement in your spirit because you taste him. Hallelujah. Any questions? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And so it goes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we've come too far to give up now. We can't give up now.
That's right.
We've come too far.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Endure.
Yeah, endure it. You know, like I said before, you know, we go through so much and then we just give up. We just stop. No,
yeah.
You can't stop. You got to keep on moving. Because
mm-hmm.
you know what? The enemy is moving too.
Yeah, say that.
He's moving constantly. Yeah. And so what you need to do, you need to move constantly too. In the
Amen.
Word of God. Begin to
Amen.
Beat that devil's head down.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's
Amen.
Moving. He's never going to stop. He's always going to be at your door knocking. So why
yeah.
not you just continue to beat that devil's head down and begin to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to fight with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to be down. You don't have to be lonely. But begin to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Fight with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Get in your word.
Amen.
That's how you fight. I'm going to say it again. How you fight? Get in your word of God. Get in the word. Study
Amen.
Your word. Meditate your word. Meditate on the word. Get into a good Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And study the word of God and allow it to get it down deep and down into your soul. Hallelujah. That begins to digest in your spirit. I don't know why I'm going that way. I don't know why I keep on saying it, but I'm appealing it to you, to everyone that's out there.
Yeah.
Get in His word.
Yeah.
The devil's running so rapidly here. He's doing so many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are just doing crazy things.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're living in the times where we need the Lord.
Amen.
We're living in the times where we need God's presence in
Amen.
Our lives.
Amen. Amen.
We're living in a time where we need this word so
mm-hmm.
that we can minister to someone else.
Yeah.
So don't you realize that you're not here just to be here. You're here
right.
for somebody else.
Amen.
You're here to
mm-hmm.
plant a seed.
Amen.
You had to uplift someone else.
Amen.
You
know, as you were just talking, you know, mm-hmm. as you were just talking, what came to my spirit was upgrade. You know how
often
we have, everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has a cell phone. But, you know, then there comes a time when it's time for you to upgrade to a better
mm-hmm.
phone. A phone or some, you know, a device that has more functioning, more
mm-hmm.
speed, you're able to do more things. And as you were saying, and I just thought about those that may be listening, you may have a difficult time in what's being said, but God says it's time for an upgrade. It's time for you to start
All
getting
right.
into the word more. And once you get into the word more, then you have more availability to do more things. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
You have
That's
more
good.
Ability to do more things through God. Through God, you listen, let me tell you something. You know, God will open up the windows of heaven when he sees
say it.
His children out there in need. So for those of you that may be listening, whatever you're in need of, let me just tell you, it's time for an upgrade. It's
Amen.
Time for you to get
All
into
right.
the fold
That's a word.
Out of your place. Amen?
Uh-huh. Amen?
I mean, this is a good word that you have come in here, the elder. I'm just feeling it in my spirit. You know, and then I just believe there are those out there that are saying, well, you know what, it's easy to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say that. This is a spiritual warfare that
All
we're
right.
going through.
Say
and
that.
Let me tell you something. For the good that you do, evil is always present.
That's
There's
right.
always going to be the enemy out there that's going to try to prevent you from studying the word, as the elder has said, from picking
good.
Up that Bible. Because once you pick it up and you start studying and eating and feeding on the word of God, your life will never be the same.
That's good.
And if you have started reading and studying the word, let me just tell you something. You know, the enemy does not want you to get too much.
That's right.
He does not
That's
want
right.
you to get too much. Because then you can speak what she says, victory. Then you can speak victory. You start seeing yourself in a different place.
That's right.
I, you know, as you said that just came across my spirit in terms of,
right.
you know, upgrade. Don't be satisfied where you are.
That's good.
Don't be satisfied where you are. Mm-hmm. There's time to change. It's time for a change right now.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I just wanted to share that. I was just thinking that on that spirit.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Praise God. And as God give us this strength, I'm going towards the end of the verse here. As he give us this strength, the Bible says that we will mount up with wings like an eagle. And if anybody knows about an eagle, you know, with the efforts of soaring up into the sky, you know, with his wings, he begins to soar high into the sky. And for hours on end, it begins to glide far above the earth. Amen?
Amen.
And as we look at the word eagle represents strength and power, that dunamis power.
Amen.
Amen. So when God gives you that strength, you have the ability to have that power to soar over your situation. Hallelujah. Like that eagle. Amen.
Yes.
It's like the strength gives you strength, he gives you that extra boost to overcome every obstacle, every mountain that's heavy on your life. Well, come on, somebody. I hope you're getting the revelation of what I'm saying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It gives you he gives you the strength and the power to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power over your situation when you get that strength from God.
Amen. Amen.
He gives you that extra push, that boost, that yes, I can make this one. I can make this mountain.
Amen.
I can make over this situation. But you need his strength because you can't do it by yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Realize that tonight you can't do that by yourself. You need him to give you that strength.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when this eagle is soaring high into the heavens, it means he's being closer to God. He's getting closer to God.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Any questions before I move on?
That's good.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I just wanted to comment on that in terms of, you know, just like an eagle, you know, the circumstances, whatever circumstances, you know, that I may be going through or someone else may be going through, you know, just being able to fly above that means that I'm not in that circumstance anymore. You know, I'm not going through that circumstance anymore. I'm rising above it. Amen.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm rising above it, that means I'm coming out of it.
That's good. Uh-huh. That's good.
That's right. And you don't have to go back to it because you rise above it.
Amen.
With the strength of God.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. That's right. Because the eagle, he flies high.
Mm-hmm.
Very high.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So you, like the elder said, you rise above it.
Amen.
The only way you can rise above it, I'm going to say it again, is through the strength of God. You need God to help you rise up above your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah. He's there waiting for you. No situation where God cannot fix.
Amen. Amen.
He can fix no matter how big it is. Because like I said before, God is a big God. So no matter how big it is, he can fix it. And you can soar over it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But you got to go to God. You got to go to God.
Amen.
Somebody making a comment?
No, I was thinking about how if we would have that mindset that God has, that we can call those things that are not as though they are, that we can have that mindset that what we speak will come to pass, just like he said, let there be light. If we continue to keep that mindset, we could just be invincible through him. And his super on our natural will create supernatural things. And if we continue to just go to him and be like that eagle where he feeds in the cleft of the rock, because those eagles fly high. I like what the brother said too, about when we soar high, when we go above, when we fly like the eagle, we're going beyond what's around us. We're going above it now. We're flying high above any situation.
That's right.
Don't mind me. I'm just absorbing everything.
Amen.
It's good.
Amen.
It's good.
Amen. And so the latter part, it says, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk in faith. And that lets me know that God is just teaching us. He teaches us that God will strengthen us so that we, when we run and walk, we will not get weary. Amen. And the strength that he gives us, we can be conquerors over it.
And that goes back to just what you were saying, that we got to keep moving. That walk, that run, we got to keep moving in the word, in God. Just keep moving, and we shall renew our strength. Our strength is renewed. We can't just
sit. And when
you
think about the full armor of God with your feet are shod with peace. And so if you're moving swiftly with peace in spite of circumstances, in spite of what you see, in spite of what you feel, that you go beyond that and you keep focused on higher ground or on your you keep your focus on the Lord. But wherever you go, even through it, you're supposed to carry peace. You're supposed to carry the good news, the gospel.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's good.
And with his strength, we can conquer everything.
That's good.
So tonight I say, just wait on him. Change is coming. Change will come if you wait.
Amen.
Wait for the promise.
Amen.
That God has
Amen.
For you. Amen.
Amen.
I hope tonight everyone was blessed by the word of God tonight and that you apply it to your life. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. All right,
Elder. Hallelujah. All I can say is that is a good word. If any more comments on that, any more comments, anyone would like to elaborate, amen. I've definitely been blessed by the word. That's one of my favorites. One of my favorites. You just touched one of my favorites. So I just do thank you for that. Amen. The mics are open, and if anyone that would like to make a comment, please do. Amen. I just wanted to continue that, just to add on, you know, to what Elder Cook had said in terms of just walking. You know, when I was thinking about that, Elder, I was thinking about because in our flesh, you know, I mean, there are those that like to go out and walk, but when you get someone that goes out for the first time and they're walking, you know, people say they walk a mile or they walk 2 or 3 miles. I mean, put me out there, I can't do it. I can't do it, you know, because I just get tired easily. You know, I mean, I get tired even thinking about just walking a mile, you know. I get tired just even thinking about that. And when you were saying that, I was thinking about in terms of how we walk in the natural and we get tired. But through the word of God, you know, that we're not going to get weary in this race.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're not going to get weary in this race because God has given us what we need in order to make it to the very end. So I do want to thank you again for that. We pray blessings upon your household. We pray blessings upon your ministry. We pray blessings upon those that you come in contact with. For those of you that are tuning in, thank you for tuning in once again to being a part of this block radio. We are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we are anxiously awaiting for next Wednesday. Wednesday cannot be here enough. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
you've been.